Because Kaer Morhen is the
this is where
base.
The Witchers live. Yeah,
yeah,
it's Witcher's home in a way.
And basically, what they do is they don't work in the winter.
Yeah,
and whenever the snow
they heal
falling,
up, and yeah,
they go home. They build up their elixirs. They take a vacation. They invite some prostitutes up to Kaer Morhen, and they party all of winter. Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Jordo, and here with me today is only the older brother, Colton. Colton, what's up?
No, not much. Doing good.
The younger brother, Brennan, he was not able to make it. Basically, we had a short turnaround time of whenever we're recording this episode from when we recorded the last. And due to time constraints, he was not able to consume the entire season of Witcher 2 that Colton and myself were able to.
I knocked it out like in 3 days.
I finished it an hour before I drove over here to the studio. So
it was good for me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. But this is an anime podcast, so you're probably wondering, if you're a regular listener like Evans Bros, why the hell are you guys recording an episode about something that's not anime? And the answer is because it's what the listeners want. We have a lot of people that watch The Witcher that listen to our podcast, and they asked us to, they want to hear our thoughts. So here it is, and it doesn't venture too far outside the realm of anime because it's sci-fi, it's nerd stuff.
Yeah, it's so pretty nerdy.
It's close enough. It's not anime, though. If this is your first time listening to our podcast, welcome. We typically only talk about anime, and to stick to the normal format of our episode, we like to talk about what we've watched anime-wise that week. And so, Colton, we'll start with you. What did you watch anime-wise this week?
You know, still just the regulars. I feel like we just said this, but, you know.
Yeah, because we recorded like 3 days ago.
When did we record? Friday or Saturday?
Friday. Was it Friday night?
It was
night?
Friday.
Yeah, late as shit.
So,
Friday
almost
night.
It's been about 5 days. But still, yeah, it's a quick turnaround time for us. But, you know, shoot, nothing really. I finished a couple of the season endings, like, I still need to watch How to World's Finest Assassin. The final episode aired today, which is
Wednesday. That's the final episode?
For the season. So, final episode season, we get to meet the hero, I
Luga
think.
Tuahathad.
Yeah.
Whoever the hell you say his
get
last
to meet
name.
The hero. I finished Destiny Talked OP from Madhouse and, what's the other one?
Mappa.
Yeah, they finished that, so that's over. Bunch of shows are ending, which means we're also going to be getting our new ones for the winter lineup, so. Attack on Titan will be come back, between January 6th, I think, so yeah, 2 weeks.
Holy shit, so we're probably going to be doing one more episode, and then Attack on Titan
one or two
will be our
more
next one.
Then, yeah, so that'll be fun to watch, so. But nothing new, I mean, the new ones will be coming out here soon, so.
Did you watch the newest episode of Blue Period?
I have not yet.
Okay.
Well, the one where they went over to the stay the night at the hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did watch
yeah.
that one. Yeah. Nothing happens for all you fans out there, so.
Yeah, well,
we won't spoil it, though.
I like the show. It really is. It gives you good perspective into, I don't know, just life. Like, you can't really understand what somebody's going through.
Yeah, everybody has something different going on. You see the main character struggles.
I'm telling you, anime, it always has a good message at the end of the day. The message is always good.
Yeah. I'm still watching that, and Kami Can't Communicate. Its final episode will be out, so.
Yeah. I haven't got to watch really any anime since we recorded last, solely because I've been watching The Witcher. And these episodes, they're not like 40 minutes. They're fucking 52 minutes, 55
yeah, they're almost
minutes.
Basically an hour.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've
been basically the same besides a couple episodes of anime, but yeah, basically I've been watching The Witcher.
I had to stay up till like 2 in the morning yesterday to get me within striking distance to be able to
watch
to do this episode today. I went to sleep last night at like 2:30 a.m. and was on the fifth episode, so I had to watch three more today.
Dang.
So I barely got it done. But I got it done by gosh dang it.
I thought 8 was a little too short for me. I could have kept going, like, at least make it 10.
I thought it was 10 originally. Yeah. But I'm glad it was 8 due to time constraints for myself.
Yeah, I just I really enjoyed it, so I was wanting more. But we'll get into that.
So, full disclosure, everybody that's tuning in, we are not Witcher experts. I know, Colton, you've played the video game.
I've played Witcher 2, not Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, which I heard is the best one. I've played Witcher 2 on the Xbox 360, but that's about it.
So, The Witcher, apparently its origin comes from, it was a book.
Yeah, started out as books.
And so, a video game maker was like, shit, this would make for a good video game.
Yeah, I think the video game is what put it on the map.
Yeah,
really.
Nobody gave a shit about the books until the video game. And then the video game was so... I wouldn't even say the video game was so popular. It was just like a cult following popular.
Yeah, I would say I didn't really hear about it until Witcher 3 came out.
And yeah, Witcher 3 was the big one. Yeah. And Witcher 3, I think, blew up because of Netflix deciding that they were going to do a show about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, we're not Witcher experts, so don't hold anything that we say...
Yeah, this is just
against us.
Our opinions.
And when I started this season 2, I'll be honest, I completely forgot what the hell happened in season 1.
I did too, but it kind of threw it back because the first season it jumped around a lot.
The recap of season 2, usually the recap of a season, because it's been 2 full years.
Yeah, it came out in, what, 2019?
It's been 2 full years, like to the like exact week, I'm pretty sure. And so that's a long fucking time to remember what the hell even happened in season 1. So I was counting on that recap to re-inform me of what happened, and it failed. It completely failed me, because after watching the recap, basically all I got from it was, oh yeah, this whole time, it was basically talk of Geralt and Cirilia being destined because of the lore of surprise.
Yeah.
The law of surprise.
He's destined with Yennefer for true love, and then Cirilia, or Ciri. Or was
yeah,
that
Ciri,
what he called?
Princess Cirilla.
Yeah, they call her Ciri for sure, but they're all connected somehow by fate.
But, I mean, would you say that's a safe recap of what season one was? Is basically an introduction to The Witcher.
Yeah, Geralt. It tells more of origins of Geralt, Yennefer, and kind of Ciri.
Geralt.
Geralt.
You want to piss a lot Geralt. Of people off saying it wrong. Geralt.
Geralt. Geralt. What'd you say, Geralt?
Geralt.
Geralt. Geralt, yeah, Geralt of Rivia.
Geralt.
Fuck. He never said
like,
that.
He said,
I didn't
a
notice
lot.
They said the north a lot. He does go,
He fucking hums or does the a lot.
A lot of things for the north, like the fucking north.
Yeah.
Reminded me of Game of Thrones. Yeah. Fuck the north.
I'm pretty sure that they use a lot of the same sets as
well,
Game of Thrones.
I had to, yeah.
And costumes. The production quality was not quite Game of Thrones like level, though.
No, it's not quite on that level yet. I think if they keep getting good viewership, it'll get there, but depending on how far they want to go with it, you know. But yeah. I like Geralt.
Geralt. Geralt.
Can't say it now. Geralt.
The Witcher.
His outfit, though, when in his battle uniform is pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like football pads.
Yeah.
You know what was pissing me off the whole time watching it? Henry Cavill? Is that how you
Henry
say it? Or Cavill.
Cavill? I think it's Cavill. Cavill.
I think
I've
it's
always
Henry
said Cavill.
Cavill.
Whatever. I always say words wrong.
If you know, hit us up on Instagram, at That Anime Podcast. The whole time I'm watching this freaking show, I can't get over how short his arms look.
He's kind of stubby.
His fucking, he's like 6'3", but his arms barely pass his waist. It's weird, I'm telling you. Like, you got to go back and look at some of the shots, like the way he's walking. I'm like, what?
I think it's
the hell
he's
of this dude?
Because he's a pretty broad dude, too.
But why the hell are his arms so short?
I don't know.
It was weirding me out. I'm like, I don't know if this is like...
They changed some things, too, and from the first and second season, how...
He has more emotion.
He's got more emotion. Yennefer's eyes aren't as purple as they were in the first season, and Ciri actually had eyebrows in the second season.
Yeah.
Compared to the first.
I've got some shit to say
about
that.
They colored her blonde in the first season, and then the second one, they took it away. It did make her look better, I think, in the second season.
Here's my problem with that. You are putting makeup on a girl in a time era where makeup does not fucking exist.
Yeah.
That is my problem with that.
And it, I will say in season two,
there were days, there were literal days where she was training and didn't have makeup on, and then she would have makeup on.
Yeah. And she looked way older in season two compared to how she looked in season one.
Yeah, I mean, two, realistically, probably 3 years of film time difference.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah. Before we get too into it, do you want me to do some news?
Oh, yes. We always also do a anime news update from Colton. So hit us with the news of anime that's going on this week.
All right. So I got quite a bit. I don't know if I mentioned this, some of it, last episode, but here we go. Bleach, the Thousand Year Blood War arc anime, gets a new teaser trailer and key visual. October 2022 release date. So it's
all
finally...
All the Bleach fans out there.
Yeah. I've read the manga, I've finished the anime from what they had, so one of my favorites is probably one of my starter animes that I started with. You know, the big three was Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece when I started, so of course I'll give this a watch, so as I say, I always say, look out for that. And my next one, what did I get? Dragon Ball Super, the movie. It will hit cinemas on April 22nd, 2022. I don't know if that means in Japan. Yeah, Japan, April 2022. So hopefully we'll get that in a few months after. So Dragon Ball Super movie, April 2022.
So they're not doing a season.
No, so far no season confirmed. Mm. But they're doing.
I don't like that everybody's doing movies.
Yeah. Tokyo Revengers season 2 Christmas Conflict arc has announced.
What's the arc called?
Christmas Conflict arc.
Christmas Conflict? Huh.
Yeah, so season 2 for Tokyo Revengers has been announced. I don't know if it's actually said when yet.
Mikey-kun! Mikey-kun!
And no release date announced, but it has been saying that there will be season 2, so that's good. So at least we can look forward to that. Chainsaw Man anime, it is confirmed to air in 2022 as well. I don't know if we have an official, like, time, but it will be released at 2022. So I know a lot of people were looking out for that one. So it's been going on for a while that they were making an anime for it. We just didn't know when it was coming out.
The Chainsaw Man.
Boruto Naruto Next Generation leaps forward. So basically they're almost caught up with the manga. So from what I'm reading is that they're going to be going off of some kind of stories that they have, like, of books. I'm shaking because they're so close to it. So they want to keep it going because it's been doing a lot better than it was recently. So, but Boruto is continuing. So if you're watching it, you'll still be able to watch it. And yes, the My Hero Academia manga series, according to the author, Hiroki Oshii, I can't say his name, sorry. The series will end in 1 year. So... it's getting pretty high up there. I've seen some manga spoilers or manga spoilers ahead, so a lot of big stuff are coming, especially in this next season, but he's saying he wants to end it within 1 year, so...
Wants to or is?
That's the plan. He wants to end it within 1 year.
Nah, he ain't gonna end that shit.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Everybody wants to move on, but he knows it's his greatest work.
Right. Rurouni Kenshin, new TV anime project announced. For all you guys know who've been watching anime, Rurouni Kenshin was an older anime about a guy who was he had a double-bladed sword, which didn't kill people. But I guess they're redoing it, so...
Netflix made a live adaptation of that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I never watched it. I don't know how good it is, though. Did I say Dr. Stone Season 3 gets announced?
No.
Yeah, Season 3 has been announced. It's going to be basically... it's going to be a long time, though. 2023 release date.
Ohio, Chicago, morning world.
But it's got a trailer out, and it's the new guy who's basically going to be as a captain. I'm guessing, what's his name's captain from with Crossing the Ocean. And he's got like, his marks on his fingers, and he's always like this. I was like, on your fingers, bud. But yeah. Well, Black Clover's getting a mobile game. I thought that was cool, so I mentioned it in here. And Netflix has announced its cast for Avatar.
Ooh, yeah. We'll have to post a link on our Instagram story for that.
Yeah, I know I have that link, but I don't know what happened to it.
Send it to me and I'll post it on our Insta.
Yeah.
On the gram, at that anime podcast.
Basically, it's
follow.
More actors just like One Piece that we don't know, so.
Mm.
You can Google it.
Mm.
And, yeah. World's Finest Assassin season finale is tonight, so look out for that. Today it's a Wednesday. Today is November 22nd.
But when you hear this, it will be...
Yeah, you'll hear it on Sunday.
Much later.
So you'll probably already watched it by then. And three anime series of Fall 2021 ended this week, which is some of, I watched all three. Talked OP Destiny, one of the most beautiful animes in terms of art. MAPPA and Madhouse did a really great job with. Mushoku Tensei delivers on all corners. The story, the art, the music, everything was perfect for it. And the horror anime, Moroku-chan, which I watched, is kind of funny. Could have been better, but there wasn't unnecessary fan service involved, so more of a fan service show for high school girls and horror. But it was good. I watched all three. Definitely Mushoku Tensei. For me, number one out of those three, but look out for those if you've been watching. They are over.
I also recommend Mushoku Tensei. I'm watching it. But, without further ado, shall we get into The Witcher?
Let's do it.
Alright, so, Season 2, titled, Season 2, Episode 1. We're gonna crawl through episode by episode. There's only 8. We won't spend too much time on each one. I want to get through each episode, and then we'll just talk at the end about highlights, how we felt about it. So, going into this, I enjoyed Season 1. After Season 1, I was not at all like a diehard Witcher telling people in the streets, like, hey, you should really watch The Witcher, man.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't me. I enjoyed it. My wife watched the first episode with me of Season 1, and she was like, I don't like it. And she didn't like it. And my wife loved Game of Thrones, so... Going into Season 2, I was kind of expecting the same excitement level. Like, I wasn't going to be blown away, but I was going to be like, oh, that was good. Save my opinions for the end. So, Episode 2 is titled, A Grain of Truth. And just a short recap of what happened in Episode 1 of Season 2. Geralt is united with Cirilla, and they... Basically, they go to that dude's house, Nivolin, who's like the beast.
Yeah, he looks like the freaking beast.
You know
beast
who that was?
Bell. Uh-uh.
It's fucking Tormund from Game of Thrones.
I don't know if I know.
The red-haired guy? One of Jon Snow's best friends, the wildling.
Oh, yeah, that's him? It's fucking without the beard?
Yeah, it's Tormund.
That's why I didn't recognize
that's
him.
I knew before that he even transformed, like, this fucking voice, that this is fucking Tormund, and it was.
Hmm. I didn't even recognize because he had no beard, so.
Yeah, so the CGI of him being a warthog was pretty cool. Yeah. I thought they did a pretty good job of making him a man-beast. He was scary, but it was funny because I knew it was Tormund the whole fucking time.
Yeah, his magic was cool, too, as a beast.
He could just drop
appear.
Anything from the ceiling.
Yeah, just fucking appeared. It was weird, though. That episode, it didn't really...
It didn't progress the story at all.
Yeah.
It was just a, like...
It was a good this intro.
It was like a reminder of the world that The Witcher is in. It's magic. There's beasts. Cirilla is in danger. Geralt has to protect her.
Yeah, because it starts off as those people in the family in a wagon rolls up to this village late at night and they're asking for shelter and nobody's answering. And they're like, hey!
Right whenever they got killed and one of them just flew in the air and then the body lands like 10 seconds later, I was like, vampire. It's always a fucking vampire. If there's shit attacking from above and you can't see it and it's at night, it's a fucking vampire. And I don't know if that girl ended up being a vampire, but she fucking looked like one.
It was close enough. He basically sucked the blood out of him, but he called him something else.
Yeah, what was she called?
Because she looked like a pretty girl.
But basically, he loved her because she didn't see him as a beast.
Yeah.
And she was trying to fight her urges to eat people, so what he would do, he was like, I'll let you eat me because he can't die because of his curse.
Yeah.
And so she would eat him, and she would stay with him, but it didn't work. She would still go out and kill people, but he loved her.
Yeah.
And we find out at the end the reason for his curse. Do you remember what it was? Because I do.
It's because he raped the priestess or something. Yeah.
He raped a priestess.
Yeah.
And it's kind of messed up because Ciri was telling him that it doesn't matter what you did because I can see who you are. And she was like being all nice to him and stuff. And then after he said that, she was basically like, fuck you, man.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
Like, I'm not advocating that raping is okay, but I am advocating if you say that you're going to, what somebody did in their past doesn't matter. And then they tell you what it is. and it does matter, and then you just went back on your word.
Yeah.
Maybe shut the fuck up next time, Siri. If you don't know what he did to get the curse, shut the fuck up. You can tell how I feel about Siri. She mostly annoyed me the entire show.
I think she didn't really annoy me.
I just don't feel like she's a smart person.
Well, she's young. She's way younger
she's
than...
She's a princess.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how old she is in the show. It never really says.
Here's my thing. If you found out she did it twice, where she screamed and fucking break shit, you're telling me if you had that power, you wouldn't try it again? She just is like, she never talks about it, never uses it when they're in trouble. She's just like, what are you doing?
Well,
can
I think
you help a little bit?
Yeah, I think she tries to, but she didn't know how to control her power.
Yeah.
I Googled all their ages. Like,
so how old is Siri supposed to be?
Well, I didn't. I guess I Googled the real life. She's 20 in real life. Yennefer, the actress, she's only 25. I was like, dang. She looks way older.
Yeah.
And Henry Cavill's like 38.
So Yennefer has a long neck. And Geralt's got some short T-Rex arms. I'm telling you, everybody listening, go back and watch one episode of season 2 and just tell me fucking Geralt's arms don't look a little too short. And maybe it is because he's so jacked. I don't know. But when he was Superman, he didn't look that way. But that's basically what episode 1 is.
It might have been his armor, too, made him look, and he had to bulge out his arms, so it made it look shorter. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. In episode 1, we also learn that Yennefer's alive, and
yeah,
she does not have powers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And
basically, if you use fire, there's a chance that, I guess it's against the rules in the Brotherhood, and so there's a chance you can lose your powers from using it under certain circumstances. She used a pretty big spell, basically, to turn the tide of the battle from the first season.
Yeah, apparently, so what gives the mages power is you're born with chaos, and chaos has to be controlled. And so fire consumes chaos. So she released basically all of her chaos and let it be consumed by fire. And that's why it was such a huge
amount
is because it's like a forbidden magic, basically.
Yeah.
But the cost of doing that was that it took all of her chaos away.
Yeah.
So she runs into Fringilla, and they get captured by elves.
Fringilla, who's... Oh, with... yeah, the one who turned bad.
Yeah.
How
do you forget a name like Fringilla?
There's so many dang characters with close names. Like, there's Triss, who's the red hair mage.
Yeah, Triss, Tisea.
Yeah.
Who's, like, their teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's episode 1. Any questions?
It's more of a recap with some, just kind of diving you back into the world of The Witcher.
All right. So episode 2 is called Kaer Morhen. And this is where Geralt and Ciri go to. Because Kaer Morhen is the
base. The Witchers live. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Witcher's home in a way.
And basically what they do is they don't work in the winter.
Yeah,
and whenever the snow
they heal
falling,
up, and yeah,
they go home. They build up their elixirs. They take a vacation. They invite some prostitutes up to Kaer Morhen, and they party all of winter, which was basically the whole season 2.
Yeah, they stayed. The Kaer Morhen was basically most of the main set.
It was home base.
Yeah.
The other Witchers. Let's talk about the other Witchers.
Vesemir, his old If you watch the movie they made, that was an animated movie, Vesemir was the main character of it. I highly recommend you go back and watch that if you guys haven't.
Because he apparently saved the Witcher species.
He did, because I won't ruin the movie, but basically, Kaer Morhen, like, you could tell the castle was pretty wrecked, like it's been in a battle before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because some of them tried to wipe out the Witchers. And Vesemir was one of the last ones who fought off the thing, and he saved a bunch of the younglings. He was basically, and Geralt was one of them.
Yeah.
So, I recommend you guys go watch the movie. Kind of gives a backstory on Vesemir and how the Witchers are today in the season. So,
so at Kaer Morhen, we meet some other Witchers, and I'm thinking, okay, we're about to meet some Witchers that are equal, or at least fucking close to the abilities that Geralt has.
Yeah.
You know, they're witchers. They should all be superhuman. And then they're all just normal looking dudes. They don't even have eyes that glow.
No, nobody has eyes. They don't have gray
hair. Like, why do Vesemir and Geralt have yellow eyes and white hair, and all the other fucking witchers are just normal guys?
I don't know. Maybe it affects whatever they use to turn witchers differently, each person, but I'm not sure.
They all got screwed. I mean,
yeah, all the other ones just look like normal dudes.
They just look like normal guys.
And
like,
they drink an elixir, their eyes turn black, but that's about it.
Like, Geralt walks into a bar, and everybody's like, you're a fucking witcher, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's
And those guys, you could walk in and be like, who the fuck are you? Like, I'm a witcher, but you don't look like one.
Yeah. They either tell by, like, you could tell by his eyes or his medallion showing, but that's about it.
Yeah, Vesemir calls him the White Wolf.
Yeah.
Like Jon Snow. Another thing in this episode is the captures. So Philivandrel was once the king of the elves, and now he answers to his wife, Francesca. Or Francesca.
Yeah, because
some Findabair. The new leader of their people. So long story short, Yenna, which is Yennefer, and Yenna is what that one guy calls her, but Geralt calls her Yen.
Yeah.
So Yen, Fringilla, and Francesca go down into this pit because they're being pulled, and it turns out it is the tomb of the Deathless Mother that the Witchers locked away, I'm guessing, centuries ago.
Yeah.
And this... That part was creepy. I was watching that at night, and I was like, I'm going to have nightmares.
They're all seeing different people. Like, Yen was seeing a maid, or...
They were all seeing... Hers was in red. So Yen was in a red coat.
Yeah.
Fringilla's was in a black coat, and Francesca's was in a white coat.
Yeah. And they were all doing different things when they revealed... Did they reveal them in this second who they were? Or was that the next one? Because Yen's was like a knight...
I don't remember.
No, hers was the old lady.
Yeah, it was
and
the
then
old lady.
For whatever her name is, Fringilla.
Fringilla was
like that guy in the armor.
Was supposed to be the white flame.
Yeah. Oh, it was a big season ending too at the end.
I fucking called it.
I called it too when at the end. When we get to that episode, yeah.
I fucking knew because I'm like, we ain't ever seen this fucker this lady's dad one time. Nobody mentions his ass.
And in the dream, everybody was melting. But yeah, we'll get there.
Yep. Oh, I know. So yeah, basically episode 2, Kaer Morhen's a shithole. All the rooms suck. Ciri's like, I got rats in my room. And this guy's like, you found a good one. That means it's warm. Like, shit, you got rats in your room? That's the good one?
I think it was Geralt said, he goes, that means you found a good one.
Yeah. It's warm. Fucking rats. If the rats are sleeping in your room, everybody.
And we meet the, guy's name who fought that beast? He was revealed, and he found out he was infected.
Fought the beast. Oh, Escrol.
Yeah, Escrol. He fought.
Oh, yeah. He fought that freaking tree, like Groot-looking fucker.
Yeah, that demon tree root, and it basically, I guess, implanted in him somehow.
Yeah, and it's because it was trying to get closer to Cirilla.
Yeah.
It was calling to her, like, Frozen 2, how...
Yeah,
Elsa is getting cold.
And by this episode, we don't know why these things are being called toward her.
Nope, we have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the whole time, like, I could tell whenever that scorpion thing was going to attack Cirilla, I'm like, it clearly doesn't want to hurt her. It was like just looking at her. Like, I'm here, give me an order. And then fucking Geralt chops his fucking head off.
Yeah.
Should we move to episode 3? Episode 3 is called What is Lost? So apparently 1 month has passed by the time episode 3 opens.
He was training Ciri.
Yeah, this is the training arc episode.
Yeah.
And here's my problem with the training arc episodes of this season. They serve no purpose for Ciri. Not one time does she ever do anything of value the whole fucking season when it comes to combat.
She didn't fight anything.
She did not fight a single thing. In fact, the only thing that she could have done at the end was be aware that she was in a dream. But even in that, she was like, nah, I'm going to stay. weak-minded. Character flaw. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Cirelli. I hope she grows on me. But she's training, and this is when she starts to feel like she's one of the guys. And I don't, is this the episode where she goes to the training?
I want to say it is.
This is when they have to kill Eskel. Or whenever they go bury Eskel.
Oh, yeah.
They take him to the wolves, I guess.
Yeah, he turns into that root monster that infected him, and he's... Witchers are fighting him. They didn't know how he got infected, and basically they got to kill him, so they do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then they take his body to where they lay all the witchers, I guess. Basically, the wolves eat him.
Yeah, the wolves show up, and they're just looking at him like, all right, you guys can leave now.
Yeah.
We're about to eat this guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, and the conclusion of the three mages, Yennefer, Francesca, and Fringilla, going to that hut, is that the other two girls basically sold their souls and were like, okay, we'll do it. Because Fringilla wanted power, Francesca wanted her people to be safe and wanted to have
a child. So she did have the child.
And they both got what they asked for. But they only got it because the Deathless Mother wanted to take it away eventually.
Yeah,
because
she
thrived
out.
Off... She was only able to escape that hut if she became fully satisfied with causing pain in the world. And that baby killing stuff was messed up, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I can't believe Netflix went there.
Killing babies.
I mean, damn. Series training relentlessly, the obstacle course, which doesn't look that hard, to be honest.
Yeah, a couple witchers slashing at dummies. And
they're like, you want to see what we trained on?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but your little wooding... We have shit like that at the Gathering Place here in Tulsa.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but that's not going to help me to kill any animal.
Yeah. I mean, it may help you with your balance and coordination, but that's about it.
That shit that Garrett was doing, balancing on the giant-ass telephone poles, now that's training.
Yeah. Over
he
the
was,
edge
like,
of
ramming them and cutting them.
Over the edge of a cliff. Yeah. That's totally different.
But this little obstacle course, I'm sorry, Siri, it's all for naught. It's not going to help you fight anything.
No. May help you dodge. That's about it.
And at the end of this episode, they go... I think Geralt, this is when he figures out that Ciri is, like, being pulled towards something, and they go out to search for the Leshy that killed Eskel.
Yeah, and they found it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same episode or this episode the next one?
So, this is... The next episode they find it.
Yeah, because they find it, and then basically right when they find it, another creature kills it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they see the giant centipede-looking creature.
Yep. So it was around this time, after episode 3, I was thinking, damn, this show's really not doing it for me.
No, for real?
Around episode 3, I was like, but it turned around at episode 4. So episode 3, I was like, fuck, I'm just not interested in Ciri at all. Like, I'm not curious about her power. You know, like, with Game of Thrones, Daenerys being able to walk through fire and, like, hatching dragons, she was a likable character. And she didn't seem... Like, she was young, too.
Yeah.
She was, like, 14 years old. But she was still, like, leading armies and stuff. Cirilla just seems like... I don't know. And I'm not saying she's, like, stupid. I just feel like she didn't help at all. Like, you have a huge power... And basically, it was useless until the very end of the season.
Yeah. Hopefully.
When you teleported.
After this next third season.
Yeah, I want her to
be trained up by Yennefer pretty good.
Yeah. Episode 4 is called Redanian Intelligence. And this is also when we get finally introduced back into Yaskier.
Yeah, I was wondering where he was.
The bard.
Yeah. He was singing a new song.
Yeah, the Burn Butcher Burn.
Yeah. Burn Butcher Burn. He's getting
it's not as good. It's not as good as the other stuff,
yeah.
But
it was catchy.
The one he was singing in the cell was funny. He's like, "Lock me up, sock me up."
They're all still about Geralt. Too.
Geralt.
Geralt. Geralt. Because he calls him the butcher too.
Yep, the butcher. And Jaskier goes by a new name, the Sandpiper. Did you notice that what was his name? The bald guy with the beard, Jiskel.
The Redania. King, the king's.
Yeah, so Sigismund
yeah.
Driska. He, in one of the episodes, says to the owl lady, bring me the bard. It's time he meets his benefactor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, surely he's not a traitor.
I don't think he is.
And also, the Redanians, they seem the least bad of any of them. They're pretty much a neutral party. They're watching all of this killing unfold, yeah. But this Driska guy, all he's really doing is gathering intelligence. He's not changing the course of any of these actions. Like, he didn't order the baby elf to be killed. He didn't make the elf go kill all of the babies in Sintra that were humans.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think about Redania. I do know that Tisea doesn't like this Driska guy. How do you say this? D-I-J-K-S-T-R-A. Driska?
I think so.
Yeah, Driska. That's it. And Ymir. Is Ymir who we get the big uncover at the end? Is Ymir and the White Flame, are they the same thing?
Is Ymir the Emperor? Because White Flame's the Emperor of...
I have no idea.
We see the White Flame at the end, because that's who they say. I thought that's the Emperor of that nation. That's...
Is he Ymir, though?
I
have no freaking idea who. This is why the story is so confusing. Triss Merigold. She's like the Hispanic mage.
Yeah.
She got burned.
Found out in the game. Eventually, there's like a love triangle between Yennefer.
Triss.
Triss
Merigold.
Yeah, Triss. Geralt. Geralt.
Geralt.
I'm going to keep saying that now.
It's a soft J.
Geralt. And then Yennefer. So there's always going to be like a love triangle. Because you can tell.
She likes him, but Triss. He denied her.
Yeah, he denied her.
That was uncomfortable for me.
Eventually, I think he's going to give in.
Step into my web. That was uncomfortable to watch him deny her.
Let me comfort you.
She's like, we don't have to sleep. Just be together. And he's like, Triss, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
But yeah, that's really all I have for Redanian intelligence. We get the Jaskier song. He's the one that's sneaking the elves out, smuggling them. We meet two elves. They both die in the sewers. Yeah. Yennefer's on the run with the freaking...
The Black Knight.
Yeah, basically. That dude. And I do not like that guy.
He's fucking weird looking to me.
He is, man. He's a weird ass...
I think he looked better with the beard. When he shaves that thing, he just fucking looks weird.
His face looks like it got... like. It looks like somebody put a vacuum to the back of his head and everything got sucked backwards too tight.
And Ciri was like deathly afraid of him too. Like, he didn't seem like someone I'd be super afraid of.
I think that's just because he led the attack that killed her entire...
Yeah, and he's the one who tried to take her.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out, but yeah. And then we find out, like, whatever that was, the monolith, she's the one who dropped it. Basically right outside Ciri. I don't know what the kingdom's name is. It's like Cerulea.
Oh, Sintra.
Sintra, yeah.
Yeah.
I find,
the monolith. Next episode, 5, is titled Turn Your Back. The Deathless Mother. More shit at Caer Morhen. Oh, this is when they find out that Ciri has elder blood. Because Vesemir's out and about and he's like, the fuck is that? That's one of those flowers.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the flower's name is, but it looks like a purple lilac colored flower, and apparently only grows where elder blood has been spilled. And so he's all jolly because he's like, we can build a mutagen and start making more witchers.
Basically, they've lost the way to make new witchers, and elder blood was part of the ingredients needed, and he was able to, hopefully he thinks he can recreate that.
Yeah. And then he almost freaking makes her into one on the next episode, but we'll get to that. Geralt's on a recon mission. Oh, this is when he also goes with that mage, Istrid. and they go into where the monolith is, and they basically put together that the monoliths are actually conduits.
Yeah, for other realms.
Yeah, they're basically connecting them and their gates to the other spheres. It's a theory at this point, but which we learn in the end, it's true. And that Ciri has the ability to call new monsters from their worlds into basically Syntra.
Yeah. She can pull them here somehow. And that other mage, I don't remember his name. What'd you say it was?
Istrid.
Istrid, yeah. He likes Yennefer, so he was.
Yeah, he's probably the best looking guy on the show. He's like the cleanest man on the show. Like everybody else, you can look at him and you're like, yeah, they stink. And then Istrid is like, this guy cleans up because he works in a library.
He's a historian and somewhat of a mage. So
interesting guy. Good. I'm glad we're just moving right along here.
Yeah, he brings the centipede. Geralt brings the centipede head to
Geralt.
Him. Geralt.
Fuck.
God. Geralt. Like I said, I'm going to be doing that in the whole episode. Geralt.
Just call him Geralt. It's fine.
Yeah, Geralt. Geralt.
Episode 6 is called Dear Friend. This is where they go to the temple of Melitelli. And we meet that lady with the freaking awesome accent. Sounds like she's from The Lion King.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of good shit to say, too.
Basically, they were trying to go and teach her there.
Mm-hmm.
Ciri, but...
Long story short, that fire mage, whose name is...
Oh, yeah, we forgot about him. He was...
Rience.
Basically, somehow he can use fire mage, because he told us how fire magic works. It basically says...
For most mages, it consumes the magic.
Yeah.
The chaos, but for those who can control it, they can use it. So he's...
Somehow he's mastered.
He's able
it.
To basically use his chaos as fire.
Yeah.
Without so he snaps and it starts.
Without losing his chaos.
Yeah.
Well, that's all he uses, and it fucking makes it... Yennefer fucking makes him where he gets
ugly.
Burned by his own fire.
I know. He gets kinda, ugly after that. Yeah. And then that girl that broke Rience out, she sniffs the mutagen blood that he steals. After he attacks Vesemir.
Yeah, so he got the plat.
And then her face gets all fucked up, too.
Yep. And this is where we find out that, let's just say, Geralt thought Yennefer was dead. Basically, for like almost half the season, Geralt thought she was dead.
Yep.
Geralt.
just say however you want to say Geralt. It at this point.
Yeah.
It's Geralt.
Geralt. Geralt. He thought Yennefer was dead.
Yeah, and you know what's fucked up is that Triss Marigold girl
never
didn't
even
tell
him. Like, we fucking just saw her like it's yesterday.
She freaking knows that he loves her, and she kept that shit from him.
Because I think she wants him to like her. Like I said, there'll be a love triangle.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I'd choose Yennefer over her every day.
Yeah, she's way... I'm not saying Triss is bad-looking by any means, but Yennefer's
way Yennefer's better. Obviously the clear choice here. Yeah. I mean, they're destined.
Yeah. They meet each other at that temple somehow, because basically she's wanting her chaos back by this point, and she finds out the only way to get her chaos back is from the chaos, whatever that... The witch, the den mother?
The deathless mother.
Yeah, the deathless mother saying you need to bring... Basically, Ciri to me, and I'll give you what you want back, which is
she's like
magic.
Bring me the child.
Yeah,
the child.
So
scary shit.
She finds Ciri, and then somehow finds out Geralt is with her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, they're at the temple, and right before they get to the temple, this is when fucking Roach gets cut up by that damn monster. The horse, Roach.
Oh, yeah, fucking, I was pissed when that happened.
Geralt's got to cut its throat. Pretty sad stuff.
Yeah, as his horse.
The whole time I'm watching that scene, I'm like, man, the CGI that they put on that horse to look like it got cut up.
That's pretty good.
And that horse was just laying, like, that horse is an actor. It deserves an award. Like, it's laying down, he's petting it, you can see it blinking. Like, that was a real fucking horse laying down on its side.
Yep. It did good. I'm going to miss Roach.
Yep.
First two seasons.
Yep, he's a good horse. Moment of silence for Roach.
Yep.
Neneki is the priestess.
Is this still episode 6?
Yeah, still episode 6. Titled Dear Friend. This is when Yennefer appears. And for the first time, Geralt sees her. They hug and then they kiss. And then Ciri walks in and she's like, sorry, I'll come back. And this is when Yennefer realizes, like, oh shit, this is the child of the Law of Surprise. And this is for, as a viewer, when you start to put together, like, okay, a lot of fates are aligning here, because the Law of Surprise brought Geralt with Princess Cirilia, and destiny also brought love between Yennefer and the Witcha, Geralt. And now here the three of them are. But Yennefer's purpose for being there is actually that she finally broke, and she's like, I gotta get my chaos back, because I have no purpose in living. So she's on a mission to kidnap Ciri. And so the perfect opportunity to do that is when Rience shows up, fire-wielding Rience, and she teaches Ciri to teleport out of there.
Yeah, make a portal.
So it's the first time that Ciri uses magic, actually. But we got to talk about this fight between Geralt and the three mugsmen and Rience. It was an interesting fighting scene that they decided of how they were going to film it, because they gave us like a slow motion punch with a tooth flying out part. Like, that didn't feel like it belonged in this show. Like, I liked it. It didn't feel like it belonged, though. It felt too cheesy.
I thought it was a pretty good sequence. But at times, I thought at first he wasn't going to kill him, then he just started chopping off arms and stabbing him through the neck. And, well, shit, never mind.
Yeah, he's... At one point in the show, Geralt, whenever Princess Cirilia is talking about, like, I've killed people, and she's like, he's like, how many? She was like, there were four of them. And he's like, only four? You've got some catching up to do. another note that I made. So in this show, they call the elves pointies. As like a derogatory term.
Yeah.
Pointies. Fucking pointies. Just think, there's an author out there that created this whole world, and that is the derogatory term that he created for the elves. Thought it was worth mentioning. We also have to talk about the part where Yaskir bathes in the waterfall, and the boy's ripped now.
Oh yeah, they were all ripped.
He's fucking ripped. Because he was like pudgy in
Witcher season 1. I don't remember what he looked like in the first season.
He was pudgy. And he takes his shirt off and he's bathing, and he says the first thing, you could hang portraits on my nipples right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it was so cold.
He was saying some funny shit.
Then he gets an
He was like, first of all, you two, you smell like something crawled up your arses and died.
Yeah.
Now that I've said that, we can move on.
He was pretty funny. I missed him. I was glad he.
The show was funny because they constantly are making nods at the fact that everybody smells like shit. Like, even the little dwarves are like, Geralt, you smell like shit, but we'll travel with you. Like, well, yeah. If I was on the fucking road walking all day long for 4 days, riding a horse, sweating, wearing leather, yeah, you would fucking stink.
Yeah, I just think it's funny how
so bad.
Like, you don't know how big this world is, but they're running into people like, oh, there's Yennefer again, and the bard, and then oh, there's the midgets again. I just found them on the road. So
yeah,
but it was funny. I like the midgets. What are you doing? So they basically go with them because they want to kill.
Yeah. The interesting part though was when Geralt went to save Yaskir out of that prison. He said, I need your help. But why did he need Yaskir's help? Is it because he's seen Yennefer? Because Yennefer made no mention of... Like, why the hell did he need Yaskir's help? I'm glad that Yaskir was in the season, because I was going to be pissed if the bard wasn't
in it. I think
it
was because Yennefer told him that he was trapped. And basically, Geralt.
He felt bad that he
told
him to fuck off.
Yeah,
on that
basically
mountain.
Told him to fuck off there at the end of season one.
Yeah.
And he wanted to basically make amends with him.
This is also the episode where... Is this the episode where she has the baby?
It may have happened in episode 7. One of these episodes, yeah, the elves had the baby.
Yeah, Volif Mir is the, we learn, is the Deathless Mother's name, which is a scary-ass name. Volif Mir. Yep, the new daughter is born, and I think that they name her Fiona.
Oh, yeah.
Princess Fiona.
Princess Fiona. Also the name that Lord Fardok chose. Farquaad.
Lord Farquaad.
Fringilla does this paralyzing thing to all of the officers, which is pretty cool, and stabs people in the eyes and the head.
Oh, yeah.
That part was intense. I didn't think she had it in her.
That was pretty. That was a cool scene, I thought.
It was a cool scene. I mean, and we didn't hate those guys that much, but we hated them enough.
I never knew who the other one besides the, yeah, besides the general.
Yeah, the general, he needed to die. The way that she stabbed his eye while he was unable to move. I don't like to think about how that felt, but man, it could not have felt good. Yeah.
But basically, that part, because the Black Knight was there at the table, because him and Yennefer were basically escaping. She was supposed to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like in front of the North, the kings and everything, like behead him so she could basically be redeemed. And
so Ymir is the White Flame. So,
yeah,
Cirilla's dad is Ymir. Because the whole show, I'm like, who the fuck is Ymir? Everybody's talking about Ymir. Who is he? Is he the White Flame? He is. And everything that Fringilla does in the Black Knight is for Ymir.
Yeah, or the White Flame.
Or the White Flame.
Which is the same.
Who we don't know the leader is the person that Rients, the fire wizard.
Yeah, and then...
And that girl that burned her face we're talking to. Yeah, that person is still... We don't know who that is. Yeah. I'm thinking... Mousak.
It's somebody we know.
I think Mousak is still alive.
Mousak. What does he look like?
And you have a name like Mousak. It sounds a little too close to Ballsack.
Oh, Mousak again?
He was the mage that was his whole life was to protect Princess Cirilla.
Oh yeah, that's right. Basically, the knight, the old man.
He wasn't that old.
He wasn't old, but yeah, he's like
He basically had like a thing with the grandma. Like they were
they had she had a husband.
No, she didn't.
They didn't show him in this flashback. But in the first season, he was there. It was one. He died too.
Yeah, and then her and Mousak have been...
Oh, I don't remember.
Mousakin'.
No, maybe.
Why the hell did they... Why did the author name this guy Mousak? Mousak. Ballsack.
Yeah, Mousak.
It makes no sense to me, but damn, it's funny. Tisea and Vilgefortz. Their relationship. Honestly, their whole storyline... The whole storyline of the Brotherhood, I could not care less about.
Yeah, they just fucking try to...
It feels too Narnia. Like, nobody gives a shit about your little alliance.
And basically, there's the Brotherhood's there just to control the world.
I know, but it's like...
Because they get put as, like, basically King's, what do they call those people? Council.
Yeah, they're on the board.
Yeah.
I could care less about that. Because
that's what happened to Fringilla, whatever her name is.
Fringilla?
Fringilla, yeah.
Yennefer convinces Ciri to go to Syntra because she says that that is where Geralt will be. But really, that's where Volif Mir, a.k.a. the Deathless Mother, told her to bring her.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as they're going, Ciri touches Yennefer and they, like, freeze in time, but they have a full-blown conversation telekinetically.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. I don't know how the hell that happened. I'm assuming it was magic.
Yeah, and Ciri basically finds out that Yennefer's plan, and then Ciri backs off. Yennefer says she's sorry, I wasn't going to do it now, and they get attacked by some Cerulean guards, yeah.
And then shows here up? Comes, yeah, Geralt traveled 3,000 miles to give his seed to Yennefer.
With some dwarves and the bald.
Yeah. I mean, in a world where people can teleport, and it being need, like a high need, they take horseback instead, and he still makes it in the nick of time. Can you imagine, like, we live in a world where we have airplanes and jets. If you needed to get all the way from coast to coast, you would take a plane, because it's obviously faster. And yeah, it costs a little more, and you're going to owe somebody a favor, but it's a hell of a lot faster than driving, which is what he did.
Like, how long were...
Like, dude, get a mage.
Yennefer and Ciri traveling for you finally caught up to.
I know.
Feels like it's been a day, but you travel, like, what, 3,000 miles?
Yeah, the show is... The thing that this show lacked is the time table of how fast they moved it and where their characters were. It makes no sense. Like, we have no idea about how far the kingdoms are. Like, with Game of Thrones, we had a fucking map. Basically, the beginning of the show, they showed us, this is the North. Here is the Twins. Here is King's Landing. You know, like, where the hell are all these places?
Yeah.
Maybe give us an opening, like Game of Thrones, that shows us where everybody is, because it makes no sense that he's always able to show up in the nick of time. But we're glad he does. He puts a knife to Yennefer's neck, and he's like, how could you betray me? I loved you. I loved you a lot. She's like, I couldn't go through with it. But she really did end up not doing it. She stopped before they got there. So In my eyes, she's redeemed.
Yeah.
Like, she was gonna do it, but at the end of the day, she didn't do it. She stopped.
Yeah. To Cal Morin, didn't they?
Yeah, they go back to Cal Morin. No, what happens is he tells Yaskier to take her back to Cal Morin, Ciri.
Yeah, with Yennefer.
Because they're going to go hunt a beast. And so they do the hut thing, which I'm not going to say.
Oh, yeah, with Yennefer, that's right.
I'm never going to speak those words because I don't want to, like, teleport to a hut. But they say the words. And they show up to the hut, and... Valmir, what's her name? Voltith Mir.
Yeah. Basically, they found out. Basically, she
like flies out, and they come to the conclusion. Yennefer's like, she'll be looking for a host, and who does she go to? None other than Ciri. Boom. Episode ends.
Yep. I mean, now I get into the final episode.
The grand finale, episode 8, is titled "Family." It starts off with our girl, Princess Cirilla, cutting throats in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night. Slicing
and
Witcher's necks.
Yeah, just cutting throats, cutting necks. Geralt arrives, and he knows immediately that Ciri's being suspicious.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he knew. He, like, touched her cheek and saw blood on it, and, like, that gave it away. He was like, what do you want? And then she, like,
I think he has a sixth sense. He knew that wasn't her blood. So, she was in Vesemir's room about to slice
Vesemir was about to get his ass killed.
Yep.
Geralt saved his life. And luckily, Vesemir, he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, the body of this man, there isn't zero chance this guy can kill any monster of any kind with a body like that.
Yeah. In the animated show, he looked a lot better, but of course, it's animated, so.
I'm sorry. I mean, it is fucking cool when these guys take their elixir and they go pale and their eyes go black. It's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah.
I like that. But Vesemir, I'm sorry. I like the cast and I like the character. I'm not believing it when he's fighting that when they're like, Vesemir, we need your help. Like, do you? Do you need Vesemir's help? Do you want to, like, a child's help would be probably more useful. Ciri is in a dream, distracted by the people she loves. She's at a dance. She's saying, I'll dance with Martin Marbury. All bullshit stuff where you should know. Yeah. And she knows it's all fishy from the start. It just is like, this confirmed that I didn't like her because almost the whole time she knew it was fake.
Yeah,
but she was choosing to stay there anyways and fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, she could hear Geralt, and she's like, I'm going to stay. She, like, tells her parents, I'm never leaving you.
Yeah. I think she thought it's better in here than it is out there.
Yeah. But the Witchers find out that what's powering Voltith Mir is their hatred. So they all stop fighting, and then Yennefer cuts her wrists and starts chanting an elder. And what happens is...
Yeah, she releases those, like, basically weird-looking raptor Syria, the raptor.
Yeah, everything
monsters.
Coming out of that monolith were all like dinosaurs.
Yeah, we found out a monolith is in Calmir, behind the giant tree where they hang the Witcher medallions from all the fallen Witchers. So she cracks it open by her scream, opens it up, and sends out these three giant raptor-looking things.
I think there were only two.
Two at first, but then she sends out the big
one. And here's what's stupid. These are Witchers. A group of Witchers should be able to handle two freaking dinosaurs, and they're all dying. And they deserve to die. You never deserve to be a Witcher, because Geralt killed by himself the biggest, baddest one.
Right. And there was that Asian one who was doing all
he
the fancy
doing work.
Sword
like,
plays.
Like why are you guys letting this boy fight these freaking monsters by himself? Fucking jump in there and cut a tail off or something.
Right. Like, there's no way there would have been that many down.
No, there ain't
If we were all Witchers.
Their whole life they've been fighting monsters, and now they're just getting fucked up. I'm sorry.
There's like six of them left.
You guys aren't used to playing as a team or what? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that part was annoying.
That one guy goes and helps and then dies instantly. It's like, oh, you fucked up.
But Volteth'mir ends up leaving and going into Yennefer's body. And then right when Ciri comes... Oh, yeah. We got to talk about the dad and the mom in the dream.
Oh, yeah.
So the dad wasn't fading away, and I noticed that, too.
Yeah. Basically, when Ciri said, yeah, she accepted that she was going to leave, everything started fading away. The grandma... Her mom, Ballsack. Everybody was fading away except the dad. And I was like, something's fucking foreshadowing for that guy.
And he wasn't crying, was
he? No, he was just looking at her, just like trolling his wife.
But, okay, her dream, though, was a manifestation of her mind. Or was it actually Volteth'mir creating it? Because that... If it was Volteth'mir creating it, or it was Princess Cirilla, why would he not fade away? Because
I think it was more.
It would have to mean that subconsciously she knows he's alive.
It's the witch's, the den mother, whatever you call it, Volteth'mir.
The deathless mother.
Deathless mother, yeah. I think it's her spell, but it's all in Ciri's mind. Like, she's the one who's making this. But I don't know if she knew that her father was alive. She knew her mom was dead, I think. And the grandma died because she saw her die. Mouse sack. But
it's annoying to me that she didn't realize it was a dream earlier, because, you know, in Demon Slayer Mugen Train, all of them escaped their dreams, and they were a lot better than that one. But she comes out, and right when she wakes up, Geralt's like, we have no time. We need you to open up that gate so they can basically send
Yennefer.
Try to get the demon to go home.
Yeah, to her basically.
Like,
get
sucked
home.
Up. Yeah, but they all end up getting sucked up to like this desert wasteland of a place, which looks freaking cool, honestly. Yeah. And I guess where they were was called the Wild Hunt.
No, that group. That's what the third game is called, the Wild Hunt. It's basically like a group of horsemen that come through and just kill everything in their path. That's the Wild Hunt.
It's like the Wild Hunt's actually like a real folklore.
Yeah,
thing.
It's those things. It's those guys on the horse.
Yeah.
They're basically like almost like the Deadly Horseman.
Yeah. And so Volteth'mir was reunited. She was home. And then Ciri.
And she took control basically of one of the horsemen.
Yep.
In a way.
She like manifested a body as one of the horsemen. Like she'd always belonged there but was missing.
Yeah.
Because her body built from the bottom up. Like it formed.
Inside that, yeah.
But Ciri. We get a glimpse of what her power will be, because she doesn't even open a portal, just straight teleports them back.
Yeah.
So she's got some freaking powers, like strong ones. And Yennefer is going to have her work cut out for her.
Yeah, and we found out Yennefer got her powers back when the Deathless Mother entered her body, and when she left, she got her powers back, basically.
Yep.
But I'm excited to see what the Wild Hunt is, because that'll be cool when they bring them in. Because I know that's a big thing. You saw it throughout the season of people yelling, I've seen the Wild Hunt. They're coming.
Yeah.
So you know that's a pretty big deal.
So is there a confirmed season 3 already?
No confirmed information, but we'll probably find out here pretty quick.
So by the time this episode drops on Sunday night,
I'm pretty sure it's still number one on Netflix. So
yeah.
Let me take a gander, though.
Yeah, I'll keep
It's been
talking.
Number one all... Basically, when did it come out? Friday? Hasn't even been out a week yet. So, when did I say? It was out about 3 weeks when we found out what do you call it?
What?
Cowboy Bebop was canceled about three weeks in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Witcher is still number one on Netflix as of right now, Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Or December, sorry.
So it's been out 5 days.
5 days, still number one.
All right, let's get back to... So the Emperor Emir, the White Flame. So Fringilla and Kahir is his name.
Yeah,
the
but death. We never said, like, why he's there. Basically, the baby died from the elves. The baby elf. We said that they died, right?
The baby elves.
The baby elf died.
Fiona?
Yeah, Fiona was killed, basically...
By Emir.
Yeah, but they, the Black Knight and Fringilla.
And Fringilla tried to take ownership, yeah. Like, yeah, it was our plan.
Yeah, so that basically, so they could feel better, because she was trying to take power.
Yeah. Yep, she wanted his favor.
Yeah.
And he basically sentenced them both to death in the end, didn't he?
Basically, because I can't, that's why
I can't trust you.
Yeah, I can't trust either of you, because I was the one who ordered for the baby to be killed. And I still can't find my daughter.
Yeah.
Turns
do you think,
around.
Do you think he wants the daughter to protect her or to use her power?
Probably a little bit of both. I'm sure he still loves her, but I'm sure he still wants to use whatever power she has.
Because he seems definitely like a bad guy. To go in, because that means he was the one who ordered them to go into Syntra and fucking kill her entire family and all the people there.
Because I'm pretty sure, that's the grandmother was his mom. Because the mom was Elven.
Okay, you remember the Law of Surprise, though, in season one. Wasn't the guy a hedgehog? The dad? Remember he was a hedgehog?
I don't.
Siri's mom was, like, in a courtroom, and, like, he, like, was a hedgehog man.
I don't remember.
So I'm wondering if this isn't even her real dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, we are not Witcher
experts.
Lorists.
Yeah.
We just watched season two and we had some listeners want us to talk about it. Overall, though, I did enjoy season two. I felt that the pace moved too quickly and that the story is hard to follow.
Yeah. I think this season for me was a lot easier to follow than season one because season one did a lot of jumping back between times.
Yeah, that shit was confusing.
Yeah, because you saw, this one was pretty more linear, but it's still confusing at times, like what Jordan was saying about how Geralt.
Nice, is that right?
Arrived there where basically Yennefer and Ciri have been traveling by portals so fast, but yeah, I feel like they could have done more episodes. I think 10 or 12 would have even been better, just kind of pace it out better. It did feel kind of rushed.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I really enjoyed it. I mean, I finished it in 3 days, so.
Yeah, I mean, basically the season ends with Geralt, Yennefer coming to the realization that the guy told them that they're destined to be together, but it wasn't enough. They would need something more than that. And then Geralt was like, Ciri is more than that. And so now they've got a complete family, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be a mom, but can't be. He wanted love, but couldn't have Yennefer. And now everybody wins because they can all have each other.
Yeah.
And I remember in season one, whenever they would always talk about Geralt being destined to Ciri, I always thought it was coming off of like, he has to love this girl.
Yeah.
And so whenever he took on the father figure, I was like, oh, thank God.
Because in the game, you see Ciri and she's like older, like she could be a love interest.
Yeah.
Because Triss was in it too, and here. Yennefer. But I know you, in Witcher 3, it's basically between Triss and Yennefer, but Ciri is in it. But you get to play with her as like a side character. I don't know how it goes. We'll find out. I don't think Ciri will ever be in the show, at least like a love interest, because she's supposedly pretty young, much younger, way younger than Geralt.
Yeah, I think Geralt's like over 100 years old.
Yeah, I don't know. He's pretty old. For Witchers, I know, live longer.
Yeah.
And Yennefer, I don't know if they'd have time things with their age, but I'm sure they do because they're mages. So she could be older than what she is too. So
definitely is.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I give it a 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going to give it an 8 because, I mean, I watched it all. I enjoyed it. Never thought anything bad really of it. Like, there's a few parts, like, where you pointed out, like, oh, yeah, I can see that. But watching it wise, I was pretty much into it. I watched it all, so.
favorite line of the show was, I could hang portraits from my nipples right now.
You smell like shit.
I'm trying to think of, I felt like there was one more thing that happened in the end. Yeah, really the big, I feel like the big question for me, the thing I'm wondering most about is who was want, because clearly somebody else knows about, okay, there are two things I'm wondering about. That Dijkstra guy, he was telling his king at Redania, I have a lot more pokers in the fire or irons in the flame.
Yeah, the king from the other nation.
Yeah, he was like, don't worry, I've got a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if Dijkstra is actually the true, like, is he more knowledgeable of what's going on than even Ymir? The other thing that I'm wondering about is the guy with the burned face and the girl that burned her face smelling the mutant blood, who was their benefactor?
Yeah.
Because
it's going to be somebody we know, of course.
I'm thinking it's Malsak. It has to be somebody that knows Princess Cirilla is alive.
Yeah.
And the bard, I'm sorry, but there's no fucking way Yaskier is. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. He hasn't seen Geralt in a long time and he hated him. But he also was getting interrogated by that Rience guy and he wouldn't give up any information.
Yeah, maybe that just means how good he is, though.
I don't know.
But yeah, we don't know yet.
And if you do know, please don't tell me, because I'd rather find out for season 3 when it comes out on Netflix. But everybody, go follow us on Netflix. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Follow us on Netflix.
Oh, follow us on. Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome if we had a Netflix account.
Instagram shows.
Follow us on Instagram, That Anime Podcast. Let us know what you thought of this episode. Let us know what other shows outside of anime you would like us to talk about. We might not. This will probably be, this and our Demon Slayer episode will be the last ones you listen to before Christmas.
Yeah,
and of, I guess, of 2021. Because we won't have another episode before.
We might. You should. Yeah, sure. You'll probably do one. If you're going to do one, it'll be 30th or 31st.
Is that a Sunday?
30th's a Tuesday. Sunday's the 26th. You'll have one more, but it'll be out. New Year's Eve.
Yep,
New
so
Year's
this
Day.
Is the, so Merry Christmas, everybody. Or as they say in Harry Potter, Happy Christmas.
Yeah, Happy Christmas, Heavy.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Jordo.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Have a great week. A Merry Christmas. And to all a good night. Peace out.